We continue here at Trade Talk. I'm Susan Littlefield. You now find me down with the folks at John Deere. Josh Ladd joins us, and we're going to talk about a little of the See & Spray performance, because I'll tell you, if there is a piece of technology with John Deere that continues to grow and change every year, it's the amazing working of See & Spray.
Yeah, I mean, 2025 has been no different, right? It's been an incredible year for us. When we look at the scale of acres that we continue to cover with See & Spray, we had over 1,000 machines in market this year, new geographies, new production systems, new countries where customers were able to use targeted application and really see the value themselves firsthand. This last year, you know, acres are still being added, but last I looked, we were at over 5 million acres for the year. That's, you know, to put that in context, we're talking a land size larger than the state of New Jersey. So, I mean, a considerable amount of acres. And despite a relatively consistently wet spring that we saw that had overall higher weed pressures across that 5 million acres, we still saw savings of nearly 50%. So, again, that real pen to paper savings as customers are looking at the technology and, you know, the ROI and overall cost to acre, still delivering some meaningful savings this year.
And you know, you talk about the savings, I think that's what's so unique about the See & Spray, because it really is saving them money when they're out in the field.
Yeah, I mean, the savings are a huge part of See & Spray. We're starting to see some stuff that I'll talk about here in just a minute that gets me really excited. But, you know, this last year, as I said, we saw nearly 50% savings. And where a lot of customers get excited is when they think about the flexibility that then provides to the operation. Very, very infrequently do we see customers that say, great, you saved me X dollars. I'm going to put that back into my pocket. They say, you saved me X dollars, which now lets me think about some other things that I can do for my farm, right? Whether it's another product that maybe I wanted to purchase originally, but it was too expensive when I was having to broadcast it across every acre, that may now make a little bit more sense with See & Spray and the savings that we can achieve. Or it's a later season pass, a foliar or a nutritional pass that, you know, otherwise would have been restrictive to them, that they can now look at with the savings that we can deliver with See & Spray. On the flip side, though, we're starting to see an improvement to yield, which is the thing that I am getting really, really excited about. We did a trial this year. There's a white paper that we put out there. We partnered with 7 different states and a few of our third-party partners like Bex. And we consistently saw in the soybean trials that we did an average bushel improvement at harvest of 2 bushels an acre in soybeans up to 4.8 bushels. Now, we're very, very early on as we start to look at that data, but man, I am so excited for where we're going to potentially take that. When we look at the value that we can deliver for corn, for cotton, for some of the other crops that we can provide value to as well. But we always knew the savings were an unlock for the adoption. But if we can now see that come all the way through the harvest, where you're applying less throughout the season and you're getting a better harvest result at the end of the year, like that's the win-win that we're all looking for.
What about the compatibility of it?
Yeah, so the first couple of years, See & Spray was factory available only, right? You can only get it if you bought a new machine from the factory. And we know that there's a lot of customers out there that aren't purchasing new equipment every year. You know, they may be on a 3 or 5 year roll cycle, and they still want to use the latest, greatest technology. And so a couple of years ago, you saw us introduce a precision upgrade kit. We call it See & Spray Premium. It's a single tank option that can go on to 2018 or newer John Deere sprayers. We continue to double down on our precision upgrades business. For this year, we introduced a precision upgrade kit for See & Spray Select. That's more for our small grains customer, you know, Northern Plains and up into parts of Canada. But there's now an option for those customers that want to add that technology to their sprayer. And we continue to work on the availability on the Heggie side of things, right? A lot of people have an affinity for that front-mounted boom through John Deere with our Heggie option. And we had full availability for the first time this year on both the STS-16 as well as the STS-20.
So where do they go to get more details?
Oh, man, talk to your John Deere dealer. They're the best. They've been with us on this journey for years. They know the product. They know how to make sure that you get set up for success, you know, that very first acre all the way through the entirety of the season. Deere.com is a great resource for some of the higher level, you know, walk around, general information on See & Spray, what it is, how it works. If you want to learn more about the cameras and computers and AI and everything else that kind of makes the world go around on the See & Spray side of things. But if you really want to see this at a local level, I always joke, I could talk to you about it for 8 hours, or we could just go into a field for 15 minutes and you can immediately understand what we're trying to do. So talk to your John Deere dealer. They would love to talk to you about See & Spray, whether it's, you know, looking at maybe doing a demo, a field day, or anything in between. Definitely start there.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Josh Ladd joining us here at Trade Talk of NAFB as he talks John Deere. I'm Susan Littlefield.